Psalm 91, and I'm going to read this one from the Passion Translation. It says, when you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. He's the hope that holds me and the stronghold to shelter me, the only God for me and my great confidence. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy, and he will protect you from false accusation and any deadly curse. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under his covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield, keeping you from harm. And I'm going to read the rest of that, but I want to take a second to do a couple of things here. One is on Monday, Lafayette County and some of the other surrounding counties, we had a tornado warning. I don't know if y'all's weather got bad. Ours really didn't get that bad. But they did have a tornado to touch down in Memphis, and it did, you know, some pretty bad destruction there. And so when she got home from school, Kelia told me, you know, Mama, we're gonna have a tornado today. I said, well, no, we're not gonna have one now. It was supposed to come, but it didn't. And so I told her that, you know, we're not gonna have it. And she said, some little boy in her class or at school told her, the people in the front are the ones that get taken away by the tornado. I said, well, you know, that's not gonna happen to you. And I don't know if she sat in the front or not. And I was just telling her, you know, you're protected. You're covered by the blood of Jesus. And she said, well, is a tornado going to come to our house? I said, they can't come to our house either. Our house is protected. I said, we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I said, you don't have to be worried about that tornado. You don't have to be worried about being hurt by a tornado because the blood of Jesus covers you. And she said, God's going to keep me safe. God's going to protect me. I said, yes, he is. He will, most definitely. We have a promise of protection. And so now she is assured that it can't hurt her because she has that promise of protection. So now she can rest in that promise of protection so where she does not have to worry and be concerned about being taken out by a tornado. Amen? And back in verse 4, it says, his massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under his covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield, keeping you from harm. And I was going to use my husband, you know, he got massive arms, amen. But he had a new client, and he did not need to counsel. So I'm going to ask my first lady and my bishop to come help me demonstrate this, amen. Just stand like this. You stand behind her. Don't get too close now. Don't get too close to my mama. Just wrap your arms around. Don't be getting no ideas for later either. Put around this part of her arms. A little too close, a little too tight. Let me put a little air in between it. Amen. Amen. But it says his massive arms are wrapped around you. Now, which one of y'all want to come up here and take a swing at her? Anybody? Y'all ain't going to do it no way because she's the first lady. Amen. But my point is, these massive arms are wrapped around her. So she ain't even going to flinch. If you come and she ain't going to flinch, why? Because she has some massive arms wrapped around her to protect her. This is you. This is your father. His massive arms are around you to protect you. So you don't have to flinch. You don't have to flinch when you get that bill that you didn't know you was going to get and can't pay. Amen? Or when you, y'all can be seated, thank y'all. Or when you get that phone call I got this morning, amen? Or when that sickness tries to come against you, you know it's flu season, you shouldn't even flinch. At the mention of it, you should not even flinch. Why? My baby does not have to flinch at the mention of a tornado because his massive arms are wrapped around her to protect her, amen? Verse 5, you will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing, whether by night or day, demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of evil launched against you. Even in a time of disaster, with thousands and thousands being killed, you will remain unscathed and unharmed. You will be a spectator as the wicked perish in judgment, for they will be paid back for what they have done. When we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded from harm. How then can evil prevail against us? or disease infect us. God sends angels with special orders to protect you wherever you go, defending you from all harm. If you walk into a trap, they'll be there for you and keep you from stumbling. You'll even walk unharmed among the fiercest powers of darkness, trampling every one of them beneath your feet. For here is what the Lord has spoken to me. Because you have delighted in me as my great lover, I will greatly protect you. I will set you in a high place, safe and secure beyond my face. I will answer your cry for help every time you pray, and you will find and feel my presence even in your time of pressure and trouble. I will be your glorious hero and give you a feast. You will be satisfied with a full life and with all that I do for you, for you will enjoy the fullness of my salvation. What a promise we can rest in. What a promise we can rest in. The Lord is my shield and my defense. I will not fret. What can man do to me? What can the flu do to me? What can lack do to me? I have a promise, and I will rest in that promise. Amen. Amen. Psalm 121. Verses 5-8. And I'm going to read this one also from the Passion. I think the Passion Translation. Let me see. Yeah, I'll read it from the Passion. It says, Jehovah himself will watch over you. He's always at your side to shelter you safely in his presence. He's protecting you from all danger, both day and night. He will keep you from every form of evil or calamity as he continually watches over you. You will be guarded by God himself. You will be safe when you leave your home, and safely you will return. He will protect you now, and he will protect you forevermore. Amen. So when I'm wrapped in his massive arms, I'm protected forevermore because he is my protection. He has given me that promise, and I rest in it. Amen. Amen. He's also given us a promise of prosperity. 2 Corinthians 8:9, I'm going to read it from the Passion Translation. For you have experienced the extravagant grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that although he was infinitely rich, he impoverished himself for our sake, so that by his poverty we could become rich beyond measure.